Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support WrestleTalk!
Donate on Patreon.
We've got new tag team champions on WOS Wrestling. That was the climax of the, I guess series-spanning tag team tournament so far. Mm-hmm. It was a weird one in that it set up essentially a heel team versus heel team dynamic. But because of last week and Nathan Cruz kind of going too far, beating down Grado, Adam Maxted brought them over to the good side of morality.
Mm.
And it created a thing where right off in the match, Nathan Cruz comes into the ring and he's egging on the crowd like it's baby faces. Sorry, I'm Ollie Davis. This is Laurie Blake. Welcome to the Wrestle Ramble post-show WOS Wrestling Review. We're still kind of confused because we're in the murder.
It's messed.
Still.
It's messed everything up, hasn't it? The murder.
Yeah,
room. It really has.
I'm
it's thrown
not
us all
my
off.
Game.
No.
But
Red room.
Back
Red
to WOS Wrestling. Yeah, we've got new tag team champions. I was gonna say first ever. I'm pretty sure they didn't have tag team champs back in the day.
I don't know.
I felt like they would have made a bigger deal of it though, like they did with the first
be,
ever women's champion.
Yeah, there would
champion.
Be history and stuff. Mm. Yeah.
But this was it was an odd match because you had this heel team who were now working face against a more heel team.
An out-and-out heel team.
And at the end, the big finish, because although they were putting that over as this absolutely amazing final, I felt like if you did have a really clear baby face set in there, like I've forgotten their name now, but the two Scottish chaps.
Oh, yeah, BT Gunn.
BT Gunn and the other guy. Yeah.
Scotty Boy has come to
my
head.
Yeah, Scotty Boy.
It's not Scotty Boy.
They
didn't
boy,
have a name,
it?
Though, didn't they? Mm. No, it was Something Boy, yeah.
But they're such
Stevie
a good,
Boy.
Stevie Boy. They're such a good like babyface tag team, getting the crowd riled up, that I felt like they would have been invested more from the get-go. But this wasn't really about the tag championships.
This was
it?
A little two-for-one-er. This was I get two bits of story here. You thought it was just one set of regular heels versus slightly larger heels, Cuban heels, if you will.
Mm.
Not because they're obviously not in a sort of Trumpish America.
It's just a larger heel.
It was a larger heel joke. You just thought it was going to be that. But actually, this sets up, one, the future of the tag division, and two, at the end of the match, Adam Maxted has been worked over for a lot of it, and he's the one who eventually eats the pin after getting a hot tag. And so he gets a hot tag, and then it switches back around. He comes back in, and he's the one that eats the pin. And then we get a little heel turn.
Yeah, so Cruz was thrown into the barricades outside by Sabian. Sabian, we both said it, didn't we? Great. He grows on me more every week.
He's really good. I really
and
like Sabian.
I feel like he's got a baby face running him. Even though he's a really good heel.
He's got the look of it. He's got the look of it. Like, you know, as I was saying in the commentary as well, he's got that boy band look. Mm. He could definitely be, you know, he could have been Adam Maxted if they weren't using Adam Maxted to be Adam Maxted at this point.
Yeah.
I think. He could have easily fit that exact same role.
And you said he's so good at selling that typically lends itself more to a babyface persona. Like, you know, your Shawn Michaels. Yeah. So Nathan Cruz is taken out on the outside only by a barricade bump. And that's what causes Maxted to get hit by their finisher, which looks really cool. And that team loses.
Springboard neck breaker.
Yeah.
Powerbomb combo.
And Cruz gets into the ring. He's just too late. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, Cruz, you're the veteran. But I feel like some of this is on you. It's not all on Maxted.
I mean, don't tag Maxted back in would have been the answer. Maxted had a really terrible time for about 5 minutes in the match. Just don't tag him back in once you come in. Even if you are, they always do this. They always do this in wrestling anyway. When you get the hot tag, you come in, you steamroller the other team for about 30 seconds, and you're like, I'll tag you back in.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not had a rest yet.
No, it's recharge. As soon as he got on the apron, that is an instant recharge.
If phones can't recharge that fast, the human body cannot.
That's a good point. Maybe they've got a special cable.
That's it, yeah. They've got one of those, what are the cushions that you could get where they do like a air charging?
Yeah, yeah. So Cruz and Maxted are left in the ring after Rhys and Kip Sabian. I'm consciously not saying Yeston. There we go. We can say his name this week. They leave the ring and you're like, okay, this feels like something's going to happen. And they hug and you're like, okay, something's definitely going to happen. They go to the opposite turnbuckles to celebrate. And Cruz attacks Maxted. He turns on his bromance friend.
It turns out that having watched loads of wrestling, you can tell what's going to happen sometimes in advance because it follows a particular structure, doesn't it?
But Cruz is so good.
Yes.
Like when he started being a babyface in the match, and you know, we even called it last week, like this is a weird dynamic to have, maybe it's setting up friction between the two. But when Cruz was so we already thought that they were going to break up. But when Cruz is firing up and he's getting the crowd chanting along with him, I was like, oh, I quite like Cruz as a babyface. I hope he doesn't turn, actually, and they just win.
Well, this is the thing. So, yeah, and then you've had this turn, and now next week the stakes are so high because next week is they're having a singles match.
This is crazy.
A singles ladder match, but the loser has to leave. They said leave the city for good, but leave WOS for good.
England.
Yeah,
it's like a Brexit stipulation.
Leave England, yeah. You've got to move to the Isle of Wight.
I mean, that's cool. Like, that's a supercharged match.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't go with all the stipulations right from the get-go. I think making their first breakup encounter a ladder and loser leaves town match seems quite hurried.
Yeah.
Whereas typically you would have a singles match, Cruz would cheat, come back and have a stipulation based up, maybe uses a ladder to cheat. That's how you have the ladder match next. Because what will they be grabbing? A briefcase that says you get to stay.
Yeah, that's it. Like the keys. Yeah.
But it's a very well told story.
What they're grabbing is an Uber driver for the other competitor. Here you go. Here's your ride home.
A whole guy. it's a very well told story because that, like, Cruz and Maxted really built up that bromance over the episodes building up to this. But yeah, I feel like they're rushing the stipulations in a bit too hard.
Yeah, we could have just done a singles match and then another single. Like, we could have done 50-50 here and gone, like, one win, or Cruz is winning.
Or just a draw at one point, a count out.
Exactly, and then we build to the point where they're going to go, well, it has to be our careers in WOS on the line.
Yes,
and that's, and you know, that's the thing with this is, obviously, part of this show is teaching a non-wrestling fluent audience the ins and outs of wrestling. And the more you give them at one point, the more difficult it is to understand what's going on. There were a few moments in this show this week where they did very classic wrestling things and they don't get the response you would expect from the audience because people aren't quite as bilingual in wrestling
parlance. It's an education process for the more mainstream viewers to be introduced to these tropes.
Yeah,
so you don't want to go
like ladder and this and this. You know, unless the ladder match is just a regular, like you don't have to get anything off the ladder. There's just a ladder involved.
Yeah, just like a hardcore match where you can only use ladders.
Yeah, that's it.
One other thing we have to talk about this match is someone gets SoCal Val a bucket of water.
Yes.
She was excited here.
Mias Gustas.
Yeah. So Val,
I still don't speak Spanish.
The commentary team, all three of them, are really, really good. SoCal Val is kind of, specifically in the tag team division, she's carved out a niche for her character to be, wow, look at all these handsome men in the ring.
She's thirsty. She's thirsty, Ollie. Get her a glass of water.
Like there came a point where we were just laughing at stuff SoCal Val said.
She was frothing at the mouth.
Yes.
And
she was very excited to be ringside. But talking of tropes and like how more classic things or just like really simple, almost camp level stuff worked, I thought the Martin Kirby Joe Hendry submission match worked really well.
I thought it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, because Kirby comes out for this, you know, the climax to this blood feud in a sling. He's got a note. He hands it to the ring announcer. Yeah, and it was like, sorry, Martin can't wrestle because he's pulled a hamstring while brushing his hair last night. Joke is he's bald. And also, why is the arm in a sling then,
yeah,
if it was his hamstring? And he's got the sniffles.
Maybe he meant to say his hand string.
Yes. Yeah, the hand string
as
muscle.
You know, the muscle.
Yeah, yeah. All those ones that connect the hand to the elbow. And
I'm not a doctor.
And what happened was most of the chants during this match were quite high-pitched. And I felt like the kids were the most into this, apart from Sizem later on. Like, the children in the audience were obviously really, really into this. And it's because Martin Kirby is such a good, classic, snivelling villain.
Yeah, and I think also in that same regard, Joe Hendry also makes the perfect face in this.
Yeah.
Because you come out, he's always got a sing-along. He's got a sing-along theme tune. He's the only one actually with really a very recognisable theme tune in WOS because of music licensing issues, you have to assume. He's got the arm waving, which gets everyone up and involved. Kids love that. Like, he just is that kind of classic babyface character, especially for this. And then, yeah, to have him paired with the most sort of cartoonishly villainous heel. And, you know, Martin Kirby plays up with all the faces and stuff like that as well. He's really, really good at that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think the crowd, however, whatever age range you might think they are, 10 probably, were hot for this.
Yes.
Like, super hot for this. And they should have been, because it was really fun. And I liked all the silly, like, you know, all the beginning bits set up. And then actually it turned into a pretty good match.
Yeah,
when
definitely
it actually
by
got,
the end. Yeah.
When it got going, like, there was a lot of reversals of the Hendry lock, and then Kirby kept trying to weasel out of it, and Joe kept rolling him over and getting him into it more and more and deeper. I just thought it was really good.
It was really good. And it like, makes sense with the story as well, because Kirby has tried to get out of this match before, or cheat in bits before. He tried to get out of the match at the start. And Joe Hendry won, which means I assume Joe Hendry wins this kind of small program with Kirby. And it's a great way to establish him to the audience. I thought it was very good. Elsewhere on the show, we had Rampage taking on Davey Boy Smith Jr. in a big hoss fight to open the show, with some amazing stuff from Davey. This beautiful Northern Light suplex, where he just... it was like Alicia Fox was doing it, the amount of bendiness he was getting. But it was just a big Davey Boy Smith. And the main event...
Bendiness is Alicia Fox's one skill, bendiness.
Yeah, that is...
She's got a nice crown now as well.
Yeah,
a flower, grassy crown.
She thought
she was at a festival.
Yes, it seems to be.
Yes.
That set up the main event, where afterwards the heels are going to gang up on Davey Boy Smith, but Justin Sizem runs down, and Shah Samuels and CJ Banks get booked in a handicap match against Sizem for the main event. And if, by hook or crook, you can win Sizem, you'll get to face Rampage for the title.
I think Stu said he'd consider it more than he
said. Oh, really?
He didn't say, like, you'll definitely will. He's like, but I'll think about it.
Yeah,
so he's
Stu's amazing.
Giving himself always giving himself the little way out.
Mm. But the main event, which was this handicap match, it was mostly Sizem getting worked over, but when he came back, good grief, is he impressive.
Amazing moves, yeah.
Yeah, so he's really, like, all of his moveset when he gets going is spectacular, and because of his size and physique, it just looks incredible. And then Rampage comes down when Sizem's getting the better of both men, with all the cuts.
Yes, there was that scene when Liam Neeson jumps a fence. I think it's in Taken 3. I think it's Taken 3, and there's about 200 cuts of him jumping over this fence. This was that.
Yes.
It was Rampage's face from here, Rampage's here. I don't understand how they fit that many cameramen on the ramp and you couldn't see them.
I was trying to work this out.
It was the most brilliant bit of...
I think pickups were dumb, because there was one shot of Rampage. There's like a few shots of Rampage taken from the same vantage point that all look a bit different to the other ones.
Mm.
And I swear I saw a shoulder in the background, and then they cut back to it like the wide and there's no one there. So,
maybe.
Yeah, they just went shots, all the shots.
Because otherwise it's just three cameramen stood on top of each other with various lenses.
And, because one of the criticisms against WOS has been the cutting rate, which, you know, we talked about, it's probably to get around the point of impact so you can have this type of show on at 5 p.m. really for on a mainstream channel, mm-hmm. the cutting around a lot of stuff doesn't make it seem as violent. But there was no violence here. It was a man walking down to the ring.
Yeah.
This was a crazy amount of cuts. But it turned into this thing where Rampage comes up, squares up to him. You're like, okay, I've seen this before. Sizem's going to get beaten up from behind. Nuh-uh. Sizem turns around like a badass, runs down to the ring, jumps through the ropes. He did this a few weeks ago. It was incredible then. It was incredible here. Spears Shah. And CJ Banks is back in the ring at this. And at this point. And then he does like a jumping, spinning lariat.
Yeah, a little
on CJ. It looked incredible.
Chucks him out.
Yeah, and then the 450 splash on Shah for the win, which you like to call the 450. Just, it doesn't jump, does
he's
he?
Not got a, just, he doesn't get a lot of height on the 450. He sort of just gets a 450. It's a 450 fall, if anything.
Yeah.
It's just a...
falling with style.
Yes, exactly.
He still looks very good.
He is the Buzz Lightyear of this.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got that kind of look, hasn't he? Yeah.
Or he's got sort of a, like I've said before, like I said earlier, he's got a wider Kevin Bacon face. That's what he's got.
I just liked it when he hit that. You leaned back in your seat and went, "Oh, there's not much margin for error for that, is there?"
His knees scraped the mat. He came down.
Yeah, this isn't the Ricochet one where he's done another few rotations.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
this is well, you do it in plenty of time and then you land. He just is—he's landing like this, and then
yeah. Well, that was another good episode of WOS, and we're entering the end game now. There's four episodes left of this season. There was no Grado on this show, which, you know, was
there
a bit
was
sad.
Negredo.
Negredo. But he will. There was a tease for him next week. The tease seemed way more serious than I think this storyline is going to end up being.
The tease was, what's in his bum bag?
The mystery behind Grado's dark secret.
Grado's dark secret.
And it's Martin Kirby holding up this bum bag. What is in the bum bag? We've got Crater versus three people. And yeah, that ultimate ladder match. All the stipulations where the loser leaves the promotion.
I hope there'll be a women's match next week as well.
Yes. There's a spot open, isn't there? Because it's usually one match per segment. Mm. And that's another good thing of it. There is, for a wrestling show, there's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, four matches in 1 hour.
Yeah, 44 minutes.
What more do you want? Five. Exactly. But you can't fit five in. So
in ring
segments. Four is great.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. Please click the videos that have just appeared on our laps to catch up with the latest WrestleTalk awesome things. And this button right here, which will help you become a pledge hammer on Patreon, and we can make weekly NXT reviews happen. I've been Ollie Davis. This has been El Fakador. And that was Rambling.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.